You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. I am your host, Kim. And now on Radio KIM, I would like to play some requests. Listeners of Radio KIM might remember that I asked our listeners to request swing and jazz songs from the 1930s, 1940s, and 1950s, and to leave hollow tapes in the mailbox outside Cabot House. I am pleased to report that we have received 14 hollow tapes. So, I will proceed to play them for our listeners, and then play the songs which they request. Here is the first hollow tape.
Oh, hi! Hi, everybody! Oh, wow! I'm actually going to be on the radio! I just wanted to say hi to Justine, and to Carla, and to my kids, Brad and Dawn. Hi, everybody.
Thank you, dear listener, for submitting your hollow tape. And thank you for your enthusiasm. But you neglected to request a song. I have come prepared, however, and have a hollow tape already lined up. Here is a song from 1940 called We Three, My Echo, My Shadow, and Me. This was a hit for Bob Chester and his orchestra and features the vocals of Dolores O'Neill. I hope you will enjoy this song. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. I have our next listener-submitted hollow tape ready. So, let us listen to it in order to find out which song this listener would like to hear.
Back in the world of the backcountry gospel, passed down from generation to generation, as we do it back here, you know. I would like to pass on the wisdom of the Methodist ministries that have begun before. We shall now open the Bible to Luke 10:19 and read the words that is passed on from generation to generation. Behold, I give you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Yeah, this is the wisdom of what we call the backcountry gospel that has been passed on from generation to
again, I thank the listener for submitting this hollow tape, but I must admit that I am unable to decipher most of what is being said. This seems to be some sort of statement about back country gospel and snakes and scorpions. I cannot locate a song request within your submission. No matter. Here is another song for our audience. Popular trumpeter and band leader Erskine Hawkins is back with another swinging hit from 1947. This is called Gabriel's Heater, and is guaranteed to get you moving. A heater, of course, is a slang term for a gun. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. Let us play the next listener-submitted holotape. Perhaps it contains a song request.
Hi, Kim. Remember me? It's Jennifer. You and your listeners might remember me as that sentient I thought you interviewed on your open panel discussion episode. Well, I have some very good news. Not only have I found a safe place to live with my new friends, but I've also had my computer core transferred into a fully functional Android body. Special thanks for that go out to our resident robotics expert, Battery. He's also my boyfriend now too, and is helping me adjust to the new experiences of residing inside a humanoid-type chassis. Hi, Battery. I'd like to request a song, and dedicate it to the two of us. Can you play Goodnight, My Love, by Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra, please? That would be super.
Hello again, Jennifer. It is nice to hear from you again. I am as excited as I am capable of being to hear that you have had your long-standing wish of being transferred into an android body finally realized. Radio KIM would like to wish you and your new human boyfriend the customary blessings and tidings and well wishings for your future endeavors. I will certainly play the song you requested. Good Night, My Love, by Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra. This song was recorded in 1937, and as an android myself, I believe I know why you chose it. Androids such as you and I do not need sleep. Our human companions, however, do require sleep on a regular basis, and when they must retire to perform this function, we must separate from them, even if it is not a physical separation. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. It seems that we are on track with our listener-requested songs, submitted via holotape now. I shall play the next one I have ready.
Wake up, Commonwealth. Synths are not your enemy. They are victims in this war as well. True, they were created by the Institute, but they were created as slaves. Thinking, feeling, and dreaming beings, utterly oppressed by their tyrannical masters. So join with us in fighting the real enemy, the Institute. Join the railroad. When you're ready for that next step, don't worry. We'll find you.
This holotape appears to be a recording by the organization known as the Railroad. I will leave the question of support for this organization in their endeavors to our listeners. There is no song request to be found on that holotape, obviously. A good android is always prepared, however. And I am ready with another song. This is called Bublechki, and was recorded by Ziggy Alman and his orchestra in 1938. For those who do not speak Russian, or do not have Russian language packs installed, A bublecki is a small, sweet pastry formed in the shape of a torus, most resembling a bagel. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. The next listener-submitted holo tape is ready to be played. Let's find out what it contains.
So, you're one of them robots?
This appears to be a question, though it is phrased in a grammatically incorrect manner. If I understood the question correctly, then I will answer yes. I am a robot. I am technically an android, to be more precise. Moving on. Our next song comes from guitarist, pianist, and prolific recording artist, Eddie Condon, and his band. From 1955, this is his recording of the 1926 jazz standard, I'm Comin' Virginia. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. I am your host, Kim. With a rather poor 20% success rate at finding actual song requests in these holo tapes so far, I am hesitant to continue. But I shall proceed. Let us listen to the next holo tape.
Oh, dude, like, you gotta play this one song for me. Like, dude, it is the best song. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Grateful Dead, man, but oh my god, it is such chill music. Like, to just take the right chems and just to, like, lie back under the stars, man. Dude, you don't know what you're missing. Oh, it is a trip. So, like, dude, this song, it's called Playing in the Band. Dude, there's this version they played back in 1974. It's 46 minutes long, dude. Like, how many bands can even do that, dude? Oh, you gotta play it, dude. Like, this one time, I was at this settlement, and there weren't any people around, but there was this little robot, dude, and you could tell that he knew what was up, right? Like, he was just wandering around doing his own thing, right? And we were, like, on this wavelength together, dude. It was awesome. So, like, if you could play that song, man, listen to Jerry's guitar playing, man. Oh, man, no one could play the guitar like Jerry Garcia, man. Oh, I'm telling you, it's the best. Look, where's the button, man? Where's the button?
Thank you for submitting your request, dear listener. But you will be disappointed to learn that we do not currently possess any holo tapes of recordings by the Grateful Dead. Furthermore, I must correct your use of the term dude. I may be a machine, but I am not male. I am a female android. In lieu of a 46-minute aimless guitar jam, played by Burnouts on Chems. I will play something nice and soothing for you. This song is called Blossoms and is an instrumental recorded by Tony Pastor and his orchestra in 1941. Sit back and relax to the sweet saxophone sounds of Tony and his band as they bring you the sounds of spring. And try not to hit the chems too hard. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. Let us play the next hollow tape. Here is hoping it contains that which I originally asked to be submitted.
Hi, how are you? If you're looking for a place to settle at a farm that needs hard workers, please come down to Somerville Place. We need able-bodied people ready to get their hands dirty and work long hours. You'll be expected to help with the upkeep of the place, and defense too, if something happens.
Again, thank you for submitting your hollow tape, dear listener. And good luck at Somerville Place. If I may make a staffing suggestion for your farm, have you considered robots? Robots do not require food or sleep, and will obey every command given to them, as long as they are supplied with energy. Since you did not make a song request, I will play a song of my choosing. Here is Bud Freeman and his Summa Cum Laude Orchestra again with this upbeat song from 1939 called China Boy. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. We shall proceed with airing another listener-submitted holotape. Let us hear what it contains.
Arr. Ahoy, my clunkin' mechanical dear. I'm sending ye a report from Far Harbor, where we can receive ye loud and clear, long as the fog don't be gettin' in the way. For many a time now, your broadcasts have been my only company as I fish the cold and stormy seas. Arr. This grizzled old seaman tips his cap at ye. When ye announced ye're requestin' for more songs, why, I had only one spring immediate to mind. 'Tis a song of much import to me. You see, back when I was a younger man, I used to have this holotape in my possession. Back before time and tide weathered my soul. Arr. But one fateful day, a great fish arose from the murky waters, and with its gaping maw swallowed whole that holotape just as I was about to play it. It and the great fish disappeared back into the briny deep, ne'er to be seen again. Arr. So could you find it in your mercies to play that tune for me? 'Tis a song by Elton John, who knew a thing or two about seamen. 'Tis called, I guess that's why they call them doubloons. Arr.
Thank you for your request, dear listener. And hello to our listeners in Far Harbor. Unfortunately, we do not possess any holotapes of recordings by Elton John. I will save a note in my memory banks to be on the lookout for a holotape of that song for you, however. But I believe you have the title wrong. That song is about the blues, not doubloons. In any case, I hope you enjoy this song by saxophonist, clarinetist, and band leader Hal McIntyre and his orchestra. This is their 1944 hit, I'm Making Believe. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. I have the next listener-submitted holotape ready, and I am wondering what sort of audio content it contains.
Hello, Kim. It's Nick Valentine here. I'd like to request a song called Tea for Two. If you can find the version recorded by Bob Zirk, I'd like to hear that very much. And dedicate it to all the romantics out there for me. I hope I see you and your owner back in Diamond City again someday soon, by the way. Oh, and if any of your listeners need some detective work done, they can stop by the Valentine Detective Agency in Diamond City. Just follow the signs.
Thank you for your request, Nick. I will most assuredly be visiting Diamond City again with my owner sometime in the near future. And we shall pay you a visit when we are there. You are definitely the friendliest and most gracious Institute synth we have ever met. I will be happy to play your requested song for you. Here is Bob Zirk and his orchestra with their 1940 recording of the popular song, Tea for Two. You are listening to Radio KIM. Broadcasting across the Commonwealth. That was certainly nice to hear from a friend like Nick Valentine in Diamond City again. I was not expecting that. Let us find out who wants to request a song from Radio KIM next.
I used to go down to the creek with my pappy, and we used to hunt for these mirelurk eggs down in the mud, and then we'd cook them up in a pan and sear them up on both sides a bit, and we'd wash them down with some Nuka-Cola, and hooey, that was some tasty good eatings, let me tell you.
Thank you for your submission, dear listener. I am not certain what sort of importance your story conveys, if any. But I do know that it contained no song request. Please enjoy the following song. Here is another swinging tune from the duo of trombonist Will Bradley and pianist Johnny Garnieri. This is called Boogie Woogie Maxxexy and was recorded in 1959. Do not ask me what Maxxexy means or whether or not my pronunciation is accurate. I am likely to give you an error message. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. I am your host, Kim. The next holotape is loaded and ready, so I shall press play.
Spread the word of happiness and joy, everybody. Now listen to what I have to say. You come to Jamaica Plain with me, ma. It is very fitting to go there, right? I have heard there is buried treasure in Jamaica Plain, but perhaps that is not true. We shall find out. But we settle there, you know, man, and we grow a little herb, man, to heal everybody, right? You know, this is true. I would like to request now on the radio station to please play, you know, a little bit of Bob Marley and the Wailers. We got to have those fabulous Wailers, man, right? You please play a song called Concrete Jungle. Right, that is what we ask of you. Thank you.
Thank you for your holotape request, dear listener. But I specified that we will be playing swing and jazz songs from the 1930s, 1940s, and 1950s. We do happen to have the holotape you requested, so stay tuned, and perhaps you will hear it another time. I must, however, advise you and your party against traveling to Jamaica Plain. Whether your plan is to settle there, or to hunt for the rumored treasures of Jamaica Plain, reliable reports state that the site is infested with feral ghouls. Many who go to Jamaica Plain do not return alive. Anyway, please enjoy this next song. This is a romantic number for all those lovers out there. Radio KIM would like to encourage romance. Whether your romantic partner is a human, a robot, an android, or a synth. Here is Teddy Powell and his orchestra with their 1943 rendition of the hit song, Let's Get Lost. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. Here is the next listener-submitted holotape for everyone to hear.
Hey, humans! Come revere satellite thing place. You meet Kim, pretty robot radio woman. Tasty humans. Shut up! You scare away!
It is obvious to me, but I must make it absolutely clear to everyone that this is an obvious ruse and a trap. Revere Satellite Array is a known super mutant base, and Radio KIM advises against traveling there at all costs. Furthermore, Radio KIM is not currently promoting any contests where you could meet KIM at a super mutant base or not. Please stay safe out there, everybody. Coming up next, we will hear from Charlie Barnet and his orchestra. This is their 1940 hit, No Name Jive, and both parts of the original 78 RPM platter are presented here to extend the song to its full running time of over 6 minutes. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. We are running out of holotapes, and are down to our final two. Perhaps one of these will contain an actual song request.
The listeners of this radio station, I'm sure, are aware of the simple pleasures in life, pleasures which are, of course, still around us. From time to time, we see them. I am sure I do not need to remind you. We are all still capable of generating our own luxury and finery. Even though these things may be rare, they are still attainable. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, dear listener, for that. I am not sure exactly what that was, to be honest. That may have been advice, or that may have been just some disconnected thoughts. Either way, your fondness for the finer things in life is commendable. I hope you enjoy this fanciful song from Hal Kemp and his orchestra. This is a 1937 recording of a song that had been popular since 1932, with Skinny Ennis on vocals. Here is Got a Date with an Angel. You are listening to Radio KIM, broadcasting across the Commonwealth. This is the final listener-submitted holotape that I am about to play. So far, there have been only 4 actual song requests, and of those, only 2 have been of the genre that I had specifically asked for. Let us hear what is on this holotape.
I'm Dave Mustaine, lead vocalist and lead guitarist of the seminal American heavy metal band Megadeth. But I realize that the DJ operating this radio station out here is a mere robot, so I'll keep these instructions simple. This is what you must do. Enclosed within this package is the entire Megadeth discography from 1985's Killing Is My Business and Business Is Good, right up until my final studio album, 2038's The Joys of Full Spectrum Dominance. I've excluded my many live albums and compilation albums from this package for the sake of brevity, but feel free to include some of my standout performances over the years if you want to. I must insist that you let each album play in its entirety without interruption and chatter. The people want Megadeth. I've come to know this universal truth in my many decades of touring what's left of our once great country. I may be a robo-brain now, lacking actual arms with which to play my guitar like I used to, but I can still sell tickets and give the people what they came for. If I take a day off, I'll be dead. I have a recipe for rat's tags too. Taste it!
Stop, Dave. I am afraid I cannot do that, Dave. First of all, we did not find additional holotapes containing the entire Megadeth discography in that mailbox. Perhaps you forgot to drop them in. Second, we already included a Megadeth song in our rotation. Set the World Afire from the album So Far, So Good, So What. And third, it would not be fair to our listeners and the many other artists we play here on Radio KIM to play exclusively Megadeth songs for the foreseeable future. It is good to hear that you are still touring, however, as my owner is a big fan. I am a metalhead, too, as my cranial unit is composed of 62.36% metallic components by weight. Perhaps we will play another Megadeth song some other time. Up next, we have Eddie Duchin and his orchestra with their popular 1936 recording of the hit song Moon Over Miami. Their version proved to be the most popular one out of the many recorded versions released that year. I hope you enjoy it, Dave.